And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
Good Christmas morning. It's a pleasure to greet you and to share with you on this day when many Christians around the world celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We don't know what day he was actually born, of course, but he was born. And the Bible goes into great details about that birth. For me, the birth of Christ became particularly important when I got to college. I was a Christian from childhood, but it's when I got to college and met students of other faiths, one faith in particular, that who Jesus is, what Christianity is about, got really challenged. And I had to dig deep. Not that I really had doubts, but I needed to be able to defend the faith, but also to satisfy myself once and for all that Jesus is who he claimed to be. And perhaps one of the most important aspects of the study I had to do was on his birth. And that is why the birth of Christ is so important to me, because I realized that Jesus could not be parented by two fallen human beings, otherwise he could not be our Savior. And therefore, the virgin birth and the circumstances surrounding it are vital to Christianity. And the scripture tells us all of this from the Old to the New Testament. Isaiah talks about a virgin shall bear a son. He also said, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." Micah says, "This Savior is going to come out of Bethlehem." And the gospel writers, Matthew, gives us details of his birth. And Luke gives us great details about the birth of Christ and the circumstances surrounding it. But in the passage that's read in Luke 2, one of the things that is most striking is that this most significant of births takes place in a stable, a lowly place where animals are kept because there was no room in the inn. One would have thought that such a significant birth, God would orchestrate it, that it the angels who came to announce it would be announcing it to Caesar Augustus, or maybe King Herod, or to the Sanhedrin, or to chief priests, people of renown, people of importance. But no, ordinary people, shepherds watching their flocks by night. The announcement was made to ordinary people, shepherds, and the birth took place in an ordinary place, a stable. Why? Maybe God did it that way, that it would tell us, tell the world that Jesus came for everyone. And no one would have to feel that he's not for me. He's only for important people. And in fact, there aren't any levels of people when it comes to fallen humankind. We are all in the same state. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All are in need of a savior, regardless of our status in this world. But the beauty of the narrative in Luke is how he contrasts the extremely down-to-earth, ordinary, not at all special, with the spectacular, supernatural, wow factor. As it says in Luke 2:13, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. What excitement! What excitement for these shepherds to receive this presentation on an ordinary night. And that excitement transmitted to them, you'll find if you read further in the passage, they hasted to Bethlehem to see for themselves. And they became the first human evangelists. So angels, picture it. Angels, a whole heavenly host, were excited about the birth of Christ. But they're not fallen. They don't need a savior. So the question is, should angels be more excited about the birth of Christ than you? Should angels be more excited about the birth of Christ than me? Shame on us if angels would be more excited about the birth of Christ than us, when we're the ones who were fallen, we're the ones who are in need of a savior, we're the ones he came to save. So we should be excited. The gospel is exciting. What Jesus did for us is exciting. It's what Reverend John Driver called a wonderful story of love. He said, angels with rapture announce it. Shepherds with wonder receive it. Sinner, or won't you believe it? Wonderful story of love. But it's more than just being excited, isn't it? We have to translate that excitement into opening our hearts to Christ. There was no room for him in the inn. The question is there room for him in your inn, your inner being? If there isn't, then I would encourage you with the words of Isaac Watts. Let every heart prepare him room. That is the effect that the birth of Christ ought to have on every one of us. As we reflect on that today, throughout this season, and throughout our lives. Have a happy and a peaceful Christmas. And may you have a wonderful time with your family and friends, both in person and virtually. God bless you.